What in the world? No, what in the universe is the topic today? Because on this podcast, there are no limits. Everything is discussed. Everything of this world and beyond it. Astrology, fitness, entrepreneurship, music, current events, and much more. Whether you agree, disagree, learn, unlearn, or are just simply here for entertainment, it's time to get raw and real with your host, Lauren.
Okay. Pop that motherfucking pussy real quick. Yeah, what's up, baby?
So,
how you feeling today?
I feel real good, actually.
That's good.
You know, what we talking about today, thanks? What's the tea day, ain't it?
Yeah, what's the motherfucking tea? Because I got a lot of shit to say.
And I don't even want to say what's the tea, because that means we would have to touch on a lot of topics, right?
Yeah, so it's not really everything, but it's a few things that are current, though. That's what I would say.
That are current. We're not really talking about all the tea. We just pick certain things that's very interesting to us, right?
Yeah.
I'm scared to let Bang talk.
What's up?
Okay. So, okay, first, well, you know, first I need to start with a song.
Okay, let's do it.
You know what?
Poppin' Pussy.
We're choosing In Love with Another Man by Jasmine Sullivan only because my daughter has been listening to this for the past 2 days. And I was shocked that she even knew the fucking song. Why does she know this? Fee, bitch ass. So, and she's singing that shit too.
Just being the Kashi be red.
And when I say she was blowing.
Winky, and Winky know all the goddamn words.
So I'm about to play it.
This little baby.
If I could forget him, I would. Please believe me. And I know that I should throw the towel in, but baby, it's not that easy. Hey, you treat me so much better than him, and if I was sane, there'd be no competition, but I'm in love with someone else, and I'm so sorry. Hey, I'm in love with another man, and I know it ain't right. Hey, you should go and find someone else who can treat you right, give you the world, someone who understands the man you are. 'Cause baby, you shine so bright, and I would just dim your star. A girl who treats you like you treat them. Boy, I know there's plenty of women who would love to have a man like you. But I'm in love with someone else. I'm so sorry, baby. What I did to you, baby. Oh, yeah. I can't explain why it's him and not you. But at the end of the day, baby, I just don't want to. 'Cause he ain't no doctor, nah. And we always seem to fight. He got the perfect body. And sometimes he don't even treat me right. Oh, but when I'm with him, in love with another man, and I'm so sorry, hey, but I love someone else.
Come on, Jazz. Stop playing with Jazz. So what we talk about today, then?
You know, we're talking about a little bit of everything.
Okay, I want to start with Lori Harvey thing.
Okay, let's talk about her. Let's talk about...
Go ahead. What you say, baby?
Let's talk about this Capricorn that I don't know what's in her chart.
I do. I want to talk about Lori Harvey and her dating style.
Okay.
I don't know if you would call it that. Because I'm dating, right?
Okay.
So I can kind of, before I didn't even, I pay attention to everything, but I wasn't like, I'm actually dating. So I'm looking at how she's doing this, and I'm realizing, because who is she dating now? She's dating Damson Idris.
Right.
Which is an actor.
The nigga.
Played in Snowfall. What was the other right. one? Snowfall was the main one. Hold on.
Yeah. I don't watch Snowfall, y'all.
I've never watched any of his shows.
So I honestly seen him, and I know that's the main thing, because I think he's the main character. He is the main character.
And Snowfall, and then Outside the Wire, Farming. It was a couple other.
Yeah, I think
he's been in a lot of shit actually.
Okay. I feel like I haven't seen him outside of me knowing that he's in Snowfall.
He's a Virgo, September 2nd. that's my Uncle Alfred's birthday too. So, who are the people that Lori Harvey has dated?
Yeah, this bitch done been with a couple different motherfuckers. Honestly, I mean, look, she been with high value men. You see what I'm saying? Damson Idris, like you said, the guy she's with now, Michael B. Jordan, Abu, which is Akon's brother, Future, okay. Diddy, so Sean Combs, Justin Combs, Trey Songz, Lewis Hamilton, and it was another person. I mean, and they just getting all these, you know, all these niggas is either athletes or and then Memphis Depay. So they just naming some of the ones that she have been with that everybody know about. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Let me see. What I do appreciate about Lori Harvey.
Right.
Is that she does not have any children.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, men look at her like, I've heard a lot of men say she just dates, she bouncing around, she doing all this. She's been in long relationships with all of these men. Each one of them. How old is Lori Harvey?
26.
Okay. She's been in relationships. It's not like she just, you know what I'm saying? It's relationship type situations. And she does not have children. That's a positive. That's a plus, because you're not making babies and then moving on quick. You see what I'm saying? Moving on with people. So she's in my opinion, she's allowed to date, right?
Yeah.
This is her life. She's dating. You know, but at some point, we got to start looking at ourselves, Lori.
Yeah. Now, I think she one of them Capricorns they be describing thing.
Which is what?
I think that she just, okay, so they say Capricorns are extremely picky, right? Okay, yeah. I could see her. She has a certain type of, she going after a certain type of thing, whatever. But also, too, it takes time for us to have, like, feelings. I don't think she feels. I don't think that she has feelings for a lot of these. And the reason why I said it is because typically when you do have feelings, you will stay in something a little bit longer. You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to say that these men are outside of Future, outside of Diddy. Because them, I mean, as far as this young lady is concerned, what we talking about, right? Them niggas, Diddy old as hell. Okay, cool. You see what I'm saying? That, whatever the fuck that was. Future, your ass old as hell with goddamn 16 goddamn kids and 16 baby mamas. Okay, get the fuck on. So, them type of niggas, okay. But when it came down to, like, a certain type of nigga, like seeing her with certain type of men as far as, like, the younger men, the men that's her age. I'm not gonna say younger. I'm just gonna say okay. Her age that's still on the same shit she on.
Yeah.
Nothing really made you... You see what I'm saying? And I understand. She may not have found what she wants.
And I appreciate her not settling.
Yeah, definitely. So she hasn't settled in anything. And that's dope. So she may be continuing to find what she wants. But I guess I'm trying to... I don't know, thing. I mean, she is in the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, other motherfuckers in the limelight, too. I don't know, thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's because there's nothing wrong with her dating. It's actually nothing wrong with that. But you have dated a father and a son. You have dated so many different people, and it's like, it's cool. But it's like, bro, I mean, honestly, a lot of this shit, we don't even have to see because you don't even give a fuck about a lot of them. That's clear. And it's nothing wrong with what she's doing. I like that she is dating. She's young. Do all what you're doing. Like you said, she ain't got no kids. She ain't let none of these niggas get up popped off. Ain't none of, she got these niggas signing NDAs, baby. They can't even say shit.
Non-disclosure.
When they done, they can't say shit. It's nothing they can say.
Oh.
That's why
I know. Come on, Lori.
So she got it. She got it in a tight space where, bitch, you done with me.
That's her form of privacy, though.
That's her form of privacy, right? Now people see me with you, but that's it. You can't say shit about me once we done.
And bitch, I get that. I get that. I understand. I see that she's dating. I think it's good to date so you don't settle with something that you're not gonna like later.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's very important. I'm learning that now at 37. Yeah. But I do like that, right? But
right.
I'm happy that she does not have children. But at some point, you have to start looking at yourself and saying, why am I?
What then?
You got to start looking at yourself and saying, is it me? Is there something that I'm holding on to? Am I pushing people away? Was it really me genuinely finding things that are really disturbing to me? Uh-huh. And you got to start looking at yourself. For anything that I keep going through, I have to look at myself, bro.
Definitely.
I look at myself for one incident that happens.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, I look at myself for everything. How did I attract that?
Yeah.
How did that? Where was I at in my life that I even attracted that type of person? I look at that. Yeah. So imagine me going through how many different relationships you just said?
A lot, bitches.
And it doesn't mean that they decided they didn't want her. You decided it. You still have to look at yourself and say, where am I at? Yeah. I'm giving these men a year, 2 years of my life.
Yeah. What's happening?
And then I'm deciding, nope, don't want it no more. It might be you need to do some searching on the inside.
Yeah. Because what are you? I want to know. I'm curious to know what she, and it's like, okay, I'm not saying she running from something, but I want to know, because in all her, in majority of her relationship, she has walked away, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to know why. Is it something that you feel like, I don't know. Don't get me wrong. I don't know what the fuck these niggas got going on.
Right.
She could have found out this nigga, never mind. But she could have found out some shit, right?
What you about to say that?
So I don't know what's happening, but astrology wise, like, I want to know what's happening in her, because I do know from personal experience of getting where it's like, what the fuck is it? I wonder, what I'm questioning is, does she run from things?
Right.
And does she run from real commitment?
Man,
you have said to me before. Now, y'all, let me just say this, because before I even touch on this, thing is a bitch. But you have said to me before, like, oh, you know, like, I'm like this runner, right? Like, I like to run from stuff sometimes.
She's a runner, she's a track star.
But it don't be real, like, the shit that I didn't, dang, come on, like, you was being a bitch at that time, though. So, I mean, it was partially true, because I do like to run away from, like, if in my own thoughts. It oh, my God, it be my thoughts sometimes.
Because it's not people. You don't leave people hanging.
Right, it's
life at this moment. And I just want to get away and have a new environment around me.
Right. And I be needing that. You see what I'm saying? So I'm wondering, is she the type, what is she, because I'm just questioning, are you running away from actual commitment? Funny to me how everything was fine with her and Michael B. Jordan until he was like ready to really settle down with her. Proposed to her and everything else. So it's like, are you afraid of actual commitment? Are you running from that? What's happening here? You see what I'm saying?
But some of these men were pretty good men. Might not be a match. Just because you're a good man does not mean that you're a match for me. So that's it true. Might not have been a match for her, but I do feel like after, come on, man. Look, Myron said it best, and Myron ain't shit on the Fit and Fresh podcast, but I agree with a lot of the shit that he says, and it's sick.
Yeah.
But he said on there, if you've had 8 failed relationships,
ooh, dang,
it's time to start looking at your goddamn self. It can't be all these men.
You gotta look at you, baby. What's happening? What's happening?
We're talking about Lori Harvey. We sticking with Lori Harvey right now. He didn't say this about Lori Harvey, but it made me think of her when I heard him say it. That's real.
Yes. Like, what's happening?
What's going on?
I don't know, baby. You gotta. That's some crazy ass shit. You need to get your motherfucking heart off the ice. Hell, she needs some help. Because I think she's afraid from what I see. And I know the feeling of running. Okay?
If you wanna, she's a track star.
and it's not. Because I can deal with shit. But I do be needing a second to, like, get away for a second. I do be needing that. Like, randomly. I'd be like, dang, I'm finna go get this hotel for the weekend.
For a weekend. Right up the street from the crib, though. I just need to get away.
I need to get away. I need a different environment. I need to be able to think. So, that's how I deal with my shit. And I know that it's short-term, though.
Right.
Because I've been in a long-term relationship.
Yes.
So I know that that's short term, but for her, she may not have been taught to even deal with that type of shit. If you feel like, and I say that because of listening to even her talk, she like, what no longer serves me, I'm out. It was never a thing. Like, sit, try to wait, you know, like she like, I'm out, bro, I'm done.
That's why I'm saying she has to look at herself, right? Because it could be that all these 10 different men, I don't know how many you name, 8 different men really just were not for her. I respect her ability to say, no, this is not serving me.
Right.
And at some point, you have to look and stop and say, am I being picky? Because no one is going to be perfect.
Definitely.
No one.
Hey, no, bro.
Nobody's perfect. So you have to stop and say, I'm looking for perfection, but I'm not going to get that in anyone. So let me stop. I can deal with this. I can handle this. I can do this. This man has these core values. And you know what? Okay, his personality is good. You got to be able to, you can't just, as soon as you just like, a person do one thing, it's like I'm out. Because that's what it seemed like with 8, 10 different niggas.
This, and I'm glad you just said that. I'm glad you touched on that, because that's the perfect, that was what Sonita told me.
Okay.
Sonita said, like, you looking for, like, well, she didn't say I was looking for a fairy tale, but I think she thought she was doing one of my readings. Anyways, she was talking about fairy tale shit.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I do understand that I am picky about things.
Okay. And
out of pet peeves, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's certain things that will make me be like, this nigga sweat too much. This nigga, you see what I'm saying? It'd be little shit like that, right?
Same face. That's literally a pet peeve, but go ahead.
I just told you why I'm as bad, he sweat a lot. Okay, anyways, it's pet peeves that I have, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but that's not, it's not okay. Like, and that's what I'm saying. Some people are she is reacting off of the things she feels.
Mm.
Something she may not like. Baby, that ain't the majority of a person. At least I do know that.
Right.
I know that I do have pet peeves, right? And it may be 10 motherfucking pet peeves your ass is knocking on, because at some point in time that shit changed anyways.
Absolutely.
About something today that I didn't have yesterday.
Right? Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I know that the core value of that person is there. So I deal with this nigga fucking snoring like that. Bro, that fuck out of me is kind of keeping me up at night. Shut the fuck up. But I deal with it. You see what I'm saying, thing? It's exactly. Like, you gotta, bro, you do, like you said, you have to look at yourself.
Right.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, look, bro?
And be like, okay, am I doing too much at this point?
Mm.
Cause I do know at some point for even for myself, it's like, I mean, me and Thang are really reflective.
Definitely. So
we put ourselves in all situations. Cause like she said, she dating and I'm dating too, right? So.
Wait, yeah. You are. I mean.
What you say then?
I guess you are.
What that mean, Thang?
It seemed like you in it already, but you ain't. That date means trying people out.
That's true. I can't.
Well, what the Bible say?
Ah,
what the Bible say, thing?
John 3:16 about what?
This bitch think everything versus John 3:16. Shut up.
What is that?
Well, you're not a man, but it says when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. So when a woman finds a husband, she finds a good thing.
That's real shit.
When a looking further.
Is that John? But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. In the Bible.
I don't know if that was John.
That fuck around being John. That fuck around being John.
But I can't. No. No.
What? Dang. I think it's in John. But that's what I'm saying. They ain't trying to talk shit. First of all, I am dating just like you are dating.
Okay.
And we always talk about law of attraction, right?
Right.
Even with you dating thing,
mm-hmm.
feel something within her that were attracting good men.
Yeah.
She's not attracting dog ass niggas. You see what I'm saying?
No, not at all.
So
not
she's,
at all.
Not, she's attracting things that she's attracting things that all make sense.
Yeah.
Now, if she chooses to say, okay, I don't want that.
Right.
Okay, I don't want that. I don't want that. But it all makes sense what she's attracting.
Mm.
For me, I would question if I wasn't attracting nothing that made sense.
Right.
If I can't be with none of these niggas, because see, at the end of the day thing.
Right, I see. I get where you're going now. Because I was sitting trying to figure it out. Go ahead.
At the end of the day, you don't want a relationship right now.
Mm-mm. Not a serious one.
You've been right. You've been vocal about that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to explore. You want to, like, and when I say explore, I mean just in general, you are learning yourself. It's different things that's happening, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was somewhere for damn near 20 years. I want to, right. I don't want to ever, like, marriage is beautiful to me, right?
Yes.
I'm going to cut you off from your point. Remember your point. Marriage is a beautiful thing for me. I was married with someone since 2003, married since 2008. So I've been together with this person for a long time. I do not want to get it wrong next time.
Yes.
I want to make sure I'm fully healed.
Yes.
That I'm where I need to be. And I'm picking someone based off of having different experiences with men.
Yes.
Meaning dates, whatever. Not sex. Okay. Yes. Only,
but people need to realize that.
Yeah, like dating someone does not mean that you're having sex with them.
Right.
So it's like I want to get that experience so I can pick who.
Yes.
And because you just don't want to be with the wrong person in life. But that doesn't, I'm not public with these men. That's what I'm saying with Lori Harvey is a little bit different. It's like, but she's young. Maybe that's the difference. She's younger. She's doing it like this now. And they're high value, they're actress, they're celebrities. So it's a little bit different.
No thing. It's not. And I'm gonna say why. I'm gonna get to that. Touching back on what you were saying. That's okay. True. You see what I'm saying? You were with someone for 2 decades.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So with that being said, when you are coming into a situation, it's like, okay, I'm dating. I'm trying to make sure that I see what I want. Shit like that, like the right shit, right?
Because I want it to last. Relationships are beautiful.
Right. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying. When you walked out that door, you mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? When you chose to make that big step,
mm-hmm.
the law of attraction, what did it bring you?
Great men.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, look sick still.
Okay. You know, bitch, your best friend is sick. Bitch, your ass attracted me, ho. And we in this motherfucker for the rest of life, and I'm gonna turn old as hell, bitch. Only and your bitch sick. Ass love me.
Only yeah. one sick one though. Everybody else is we're
everybody great. Else right.
Absolutely right. Great.
Right. She got a sick ass best friend. She don't need none. Nobody else is sick. I'm sick. But like but that's the thing that I'm saying. It's like with that being said, that's what you attracted. See, you would have questioned yourself. Mm-hmm. Had you been attracting the wrong type of men?
Exactly.
So that's what you're saying about the whole Lori thing. It's like, bro, have you ever stood back to say, what am I doing?
What am I doing?
What's happening here?
This ain't right.
Shit, right? We always talk about manifesting things, right?
Absolutely.
When I'm ready to date, I said I wanted a Cancer. What the fuck I got right now? A Cancer. Man. That's what I wanted.
You said you wanted a Cancer and you literally are dating a Cancer right now. That's true.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like when you go out into like the world and you good at within you, because let me say this. You ain't going to always attract what the fuck you want when you ain't good within yourself.
Oh.
Okay. But that shit is amazing. Like what you have attracted. Mm-hmm. You ain't attract no bullshit ass shit. You see what I'm saying? And that's because that got a lot to do with you. But that don't have shit to do with nobody else. That has everything to do with you as to what you're attracting.
Mm.
Everything. I make my world when I walk out this motherfucking door.
Mm.
What I feel, what I look at, what I view, what I feel within me and what is important to me.
Mm.
What I have healed from, what I have, you see what I'm saying? All that shit makes my world. Mm. What I worry about, what I don't worry about. What I know is good. I make my world. I create my universe.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? So when you fucked up in the inside,
you're gonna attract fucked up shit.
You got to realize what am I? Damn. You got to look at that shit. And I know, and I'm not even speaking from a place of, because me and Thang both are coming from a place of. We've had different situations. We've been in different situations in life, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I can say that it's not like I've always attracted the right motherfucker. No, but I knew what the fuck I did. I'll tell you that.
Mm.
I knew who I was at that time.
Right.
I knew what I was attracting. I knew. Mm-hmm. I knew who I was at that time. 100%. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
So you have to take accountability, right?
Absolutely.
And you have to be like, what the fuck is happening within me? Who am I?
Mm.
Before I step out here.
Can I interrupt you real quick? I want to say something. And sometimes, like in my situation, I was with someone since I was 17 years old, right? Yeah. So it's like, you can't help at that point. You're still a kid, right?
Yeah.
You're like, damn, I can't help. Well, I was but you still have to step back and say, why did I attract that person? And let me make sure I heal from that.
Yeah.
So I don't continue. So this is not a continuing situation.
Yeah.
Why did I attract them?
Yeah.
This sick individual.
Thanks, stupid.
That's my hobby though. But yeah. Why did I attract them?
Yeah.
You have to figure out where that wound came from.
Yeah.
Because if you don't stop and figure out, oh, that's where this is coming from. This is why this is happening. It's going to continue. It's going to keep coming in different forms.
That's real shit.
Even if you break this, do this, cut this, it's going to keep happening until you figure out the original reason why.
Behind it.
So even though I was 17,
yeah.
Once I'm out of that, right?
Yeah.
Figure it out, heal from it, think about it. Just bringing shit to the surface a lot of times means a lot.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it, talking about it.
Yeah.
Meditating on it. That brings it out. Because yeah. A lot of everybody's healing journey is different, right?
It's different, baby. Yes.
Everybody's healing journey is different. Your healing from a situation might be talking to that person.
Yeah.
If it was a specific person that hurt you.
Yeah.
My journey might be, let me just sit down, write about this.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
I forgive anybody in this situation. You know, it's different for each person.
Yeah.
So whatever you feel like your healing's for you to feel better and move on. And I honestly feel like just recognizing that issue is a lot.
Yeah. It is. It is.
That's how to stop and say, whoa.
That's powerful.
You see what I'm saying? And within doing that, you can go forward. I don't know.
That's powerful. That's real. Yep. Yep. Thing. But it's the whole like recognition of it all.
It really is.
Recognize shit at all. I don't understand people like that. But some people literally don't recognize shit at all. Mm. Some people live their lives not shedding light on shit that they have done or
been through.
Yeah, like some people literally live their lives like that. It's sick. Mm-hmm. It's sick. Bro, you have to. Now, I'm not saying dwell on it. Of course.
Right. Not. Right.
But shed light on that so that way you know, okay. Because that's a form of releasing it. Shedding light on it is letting even yourself know, like, I acknowledge this part of myself. Okay.
Ain't that what Nate said? Ain't that what Nate said? Nate, the artist, didn't he say that? We was just speaking about zodiac signs and right. Different traits of each zodiac sign. And he said, but I also feel like, yeah, those are the traits of a Pisces. Those are the traits of a Capricorn. Those are the traits of a Cancer.
Yeah.
But when you know what yep. your traits are, you can watch those things and make sure you don't do it if you don't like it.
Definitely, that's 100.
That's you see what I'm saying?
Have the power to fix it. And that's the, we was just talking about this not too long ago because we were talking about communication. Mm. But at the same time, if you want to change some shit, you change it.
Absolutely.
It's like, okay. And if it's something that you struggle with every fucking day, do that shit.
Yeah.
I may struggle with the shit, but I'm gonna do it.
Absolutely.
I got a motherfucking best friend that's the best goddamn communicator. Fuck her. But she's the best goddamn communicator. You see what I'm saying? So now okay. I gotta make sure that I communicate. You see what I'm saying, thing?
Absolutely. You have to just look at yourself in the mirror at the end of the day.
Because I feel like people also teach you how to be. They teach you about yourself.
Mm.
At some point in time, in my opinion, your like closest people should be like some type of a mirror to you. Like where I show you like this ain't right, you ain't doing right or whatever. Like you should be able to see something, and I feel like for me, I'm able to see that.
Okay,
everybody ain't got that shit in a friend, but everybody not open to seeing who they are.
Oh,
I'm open to always seeing who I am, the good, bad, the ugly. So when you are open to seeing that, sometimes your friend can kind of look like a mirror to you, where it's like they telling you something, and then all you see while you listening to the story is that they telling it about you is a mirror. I'm a visual person. That's probably why I like movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'm a visual person, so when you telling me stories, I view it. So it's like, it could be something you telling me, and all I'm seeing at the time is a mirror.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? And me looking at myself and hearing this.
Mm.
People need to realize, but for me, that has always helped. Because it's like, okay, maybe I'm bogus on that shit. I ain't want to be bogus shit. I'm a bitch. I'm a bitch. But at the same time, I low-key may be bogus right there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Thank you! But I'm saying is that that's real shit.
Yeah.
People need people around them.
Absolutely.
They do.
Absolutely.
Lori's friend choice is bad. It's poor. Kevin Gates likes to drink piss. He likes to drink the piss out of a cup.
Dang, now you've been drinking watermelon lately, you said, right?
Okay. She's a bitch. Thang, what are you trying to say, Thang?
I can't breathe.
Nobody pissed, Thang. What the fuck are you saying?
No, bitch? Watermelon is not piss. I'm getting to a point. So would you feel like where's that? Oh, Johnny, Lord Jesus. Okay, let me check.
Thank fuck you. Whatever you about to say.
This is piss. And I think I moved too quick with Kevin Gates. Because y'all know I made a little video about meeting Kevin Gates. He just, that's sick. And I realized how I met the sick individual that... When you don't come from shit in a good place, you will meet fucked up people. But seriously, Kevin Gates was talking about he had drank his woman piss. He done drank a woman's piss. First of all, what type of bitch pisses in a cup, a bottle, in the car?
And this nigga
drank. Let me just say this. I'm not trying to say it might be special occasions.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to judge nobody. I'm just going to say in my 37 years of living.
Okay.
My 37 years of living.
Yeah.
I haven't had piss on the side of the road nor piss in my car in a cup. Now I know motherfuckers, you know, you out, you got to pee.
Right.
You don't
want
to pee on yourself. I get it. I don't get it personally, but I know what happens. But sitting in a vehicle, something wrong. Something is wrong. Don't like that idea. But okay, now we get to Kevin Gates drinking the piss.
That's sick thing. This man.
He said she was clean. She drank water. So it didn't have no taste to it. It's urine.
It's waste. Dang. Okay.
Cause look, I ain't never did the watermelon shit. But let's sit and think about this for a second.
Okay.
Watermelon are children. That's life. Let's be clear. No, I own some real shit because you just said urine is waste.
Right, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
For a motherfucker. Okay, I don't know. But what I'm saying is, if you look at it in that way, urine is waste, getting rid of it.
Right.
Semen is what we tell my child if y'all don't know what watermelon is. That's life. If we looking at it in that way, that's how you look at a thing. Come on, thing. Urine is a little bit different. And so I want to retract my whole TikTok about meeting Kevin Gates.
who just sits there and wants to drink someone's piss thing? That's some way out shit thing. Let's just be real. That's way out, bro.
It is.
That's way out. You just want to drink somebody's piss, bro?
Okay. Because that's it. Now let's move on. Piss, let's talk about them. Huh?
Piss is hot. You just sit in the car.
It's tea. We drink tea thing. We drink tea.
Now, okay, go. Let's go to the next
Wait. Okay, let's talk about Monique and Derek.
Before we get to Monique and Derek, I do want to touch base on Jada Waiter.
Oh, shit. What she do thing?
Okay.
And I'm going to shut up the entire time. I didn't mean to cut you off because we watching it. I'm going to shut up because I'm very... And I am not a biased person with anything. No, I'm not like that, but I'm gonna go ahead and shut up because I feel my way. Go ahead, thing.
Okay. And that's the thing. She's not a biased person at all. This is just look, she loved me more than anybody, more than Ari. And that bitch checks me. What you gonna say, thing? You gonna retract that?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm gonna talk a little bit about Jada Waiter. We already touched on like the whole, you know, impact of Atlanta, all of that shit, their show that they had. And she is basically doing interviews now and people asking her, like, are you going to return to reality TV? She's saying no. And a lot of them are asking, like, okay, what's the relationship status with you and Ariana Fletcher? She was like, oh, we never really had a relationship anyways. We not talking at all now. But we never really had a relationship like that. And, you know, I wish her the best. Successful, you know, we're both successful women. Okay. So, what bothers me about it? Every time I see her, I get bothered. And I'm actually not, y'all already know, because y'all done, if y'all done watched the show, y'all know how I feel about Ari. Thing, love Ari, so... I'm off top opposing that bitch. I'll fight that hoe, right? But at the same time, I like her though. She not, you know. But with this particular show, from me watching the different clips, I'm like, wow, it's crazy because you can literally see how people will like someone based off of their personality and how people see influencers that never had a personality and never showed their personality.
Ooh, wee.
They dislike them. Ooh, and wee. That was wild to me because I'm like, see, this entire time, Jada was good. She never had to worry about followers. She never had to worry about sales. She never had to worry about none of that because she had never shown her personality. Mm-hmm. And even with all of the shit Ari went through, you see what I'm saying? That motherfucker, she could still, she had certain people that disliked her, but then she had people that, a lot of people that loved her and supported her.
Absolutely.
Her personality.
Personality. But
stepped in the motherfucking, she stepped in that shit in general, herself in real. And that shit I love so much. I respect who Ari is. Even with knowing motherfuckers, certain people ain't gonna like her. It's okay. I'm gonna be me. That I love the most. So when I see, so going back to what I wanted to touch on with Jada, it pisses me off. So the baby been pissing me off since I've been seeing the damn show. I had never really paid attention to it prior to the show. And then I had been watching clips and shit. And I'm like, okay, this baby's pissing me off, right? And as I'm seeing her personality, one thing that I hate the most is when people blame other people for something that has nothing to do with them, but everything to do with you. So you mad because everybody's seeing your personality on this motherfucking show, bitch?
Or your non-personality.
Or you're not right. But you're mad, but because they seen her personality and how she got down with people.
Her dry ass personality and how she got down with people.
Right.
Like she did her own sister. But I digress. Go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. Her sister, all that, they seen how she got down with motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
So now y'all, now it's people that seen you for you, baby.
because no one has ever seen her. No one has ever known her personality. Right. Everybody has known her pictures and how good she looking, baby. I don't give a damn how I feel about the bitch. The bitch look good. Let's be clear. The whole look good, but that's all you have. Literally, her personality is shit. The way she thinks and her how she operates is shit. If I have my sister going hard for me, there's no way I'm going to act like I don't know what the fuck. That whole oblivious to everything, oh my God, what's happening? I can't take shit like that, bro. I can't handle shit like that.
It's weird. It's weird.
Go ahead. Sorry, I need to cut you off.
No. That baby, it's fine. That's what I'm saying. I just, for me, when I was seeing, as I'm seeing who, I'm getting on social media, I'm seeing certain shit, I get so irritated with that because that's the one thing that maybe it's a pet peeve. I don't know what the fuck it is. It bothers me. Don't act like somebody doing some shit to you. I hate when people make statuses about certain shit, right? Like everybody doing some shit to them. When did they be the main person? You ever seen that? You the main motherfucker. You're the person. Ain't talking about everybody. Oh, I'm not going to do reality TV because of, oh yeah, no, they didn't treat me the proper way or whatever. You know, they weren't friends or whatever, you know, she could say. And it's like, so you never looked at who you were as a person. You was viewing this as competition when she had no competition with you. You looking at this motherfucker and didn't want to be around her because of the status that she has. The look that she has. The everything that she has with people. And wanted to make sure y'all remain separate. That makes me, I don't like her at all. Sorry, don't like her at all. What's her zodiac sign? We don't even need to talk about it. I don't like her at all. So, with that being said, I just wanted to touch on that because I have been saying, because she just did that interview. She just did an interview recently. She's been doing interviews recently. And she has been touching on the fact that she's not doing reality TV. At least not with them, she's saying. Specifically not with them.
I don't think she's going to do reality TV at all anymore. Well, maybe she will do it with a group of women that... Okay. We got to sit back. Hold on. Let's sit back and think about this. Her and Ari are literally in the same boat. Literally in the same boat, meaning right. As far as how they came up in the game, how they're right. Here. So she might do shows with other people, reality TV with other people that are not in her same league, because that means she has her own lane.
Oh, she's a whack. So
she might do it with. An artist. She might do it with, okay, we got to really sit back and think about her and Ari are in the same boat. They're models that just look good and not real models. No offense to the real models out there. But they're, I don't know what you call them. I don't know. Influencers, right? Influencers that came up the same type of way. And it just so happened that this person, like this one girl, she was an Aries on TikTok. She said, I couldn't stand Ari.
Right.
That's her opinion. But she's like, I couldn't stand Ari. I did not like her in any way, shape, or form. And I came watching the show. I love her. I'm not good with people acting as if they're victims when they're not. I'm not good with that. You know? So it's like, people are going to see your personality and who you are. She's never had to show who she was. She just looked good. And it just so happened that Ari is a person that speaks her mind. She says how she feels. And she gives you herself in a raw. It has to be authentic or it can't be anything.
Yes, that's real shit.
And yeah, so that's who she is. It's like everybody knows who she is already. We know what to expect. Actually, when we watch the show, we can see more of her.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got this person who didn't do any of that. It was just straight pictures. Bland ass bitch.
Girl, fuck you, bitch. Your ass has seen a whole goddamn situation. I hate when people see, I hate when people have situations with somebody. If I don't like certain people, I don't like them for a reason.
Oh no, that's not true.
Oh, Okay, whatever. Anyways, it's still not a situation where girl, fuck you. It's still not a situation where a motherfucker is like hating on somebody. Like she has.
Oh no.
No. I know, but I'm just explaining Jada because it's like you have a whole beef with this girl that she don't even know it.
That's bad.
And it's based off of literally hating, bro.
Oh.
You're like, oh, we're doing the same thing. Like, what? Like, if I don't like a bitch, I don't like a bitch. Well, okay, let's just leave me out. Yeah. But, yeah. Because it don't be having shit to do with hating. You know, it ain't no shit like that. It be some real shit behind it.
It ain't hating, but you put all people in a group.
So what that means, then?
So you mad? But well, I see what you're saying, though. It comes from a place from somewhere.
It comes from somewhere.
I mean, that's true, I guess.
Where a motherfucker can kind of pinpoint, oh, she don't like me.
Mm-hmm.
Ari literally had no fucking clue. What the fuck is happening? Right. Bitch, we in the same fucking shit. Like, what's going on? You weird. That's weird.
Yeah.
If I don't like somebody, I do have a reason. I mean, it may not be a valid.
No. I see what you're saying, though.
It may not be a good reason. Let me say that. It may be a fugazi-ass reason. But it is real, though, to me in my heart. Mm-hmm. And they feel it, whatever the fuck it is. You see what I'm saying, thing?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It ain't no shit like that, though. It ain't no shit like Jada Waiter, whatever.
It ain't no hating shit. No, not at all.
Right.
It ain't no somebody feeling competition.
Yeah. And
feeling like you're creating this. I was like, bro, what's wrong? What's going on?
Yo ass weird. You tweaking. Bro.
Well, let's go ahead. Come on.
Next thing is Monique. The big 850 and Derek.
No.
So let's talk about
Monique and Derek from Love After Lockup season 4.
Yes.
On WE TV, right?
Yes, on WE TV. You ready to talk about it? So, by Monique, let me just say this, okay? We're going to start off like this.
Okay.
I actually like the show Love After Lockup. Oh. I watched season 1 and 2, I think.
Really?
I got lost a little bit with season 3, and then season 4 I was just at my auntie house and kind of came across it.
Okay.
Shout out to Auntie Noakes. So I was at auntie house and that's how I seen it. But I actually liked the show, so I have watched it before. So I kind of was like, ooh, you know, what's happening all here? So we got this young lady named Monique.
From Chicago.
Monique is from Chicago, and Monique is about, what's her weight? She about like, she probably
no,
about
I don't know.
Well, that's a part of the thing. But anyways, Monique is a little heavier than Derek. Right. So anyways, in general, this show Love After Lockup in general is about women that are in relationships with men that are in prison. So whether you met him on an app, because a lot of times on this show, because I've watched it, they have either met these men on a site, on a dating site, or they knew them prior to them getting locked up. But that's very rare. You got them a couple cases where they knew the person prior to them getting locked up. And then, you see what I'm saying, going forward with it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So with Monique, she met Derek on a dating site. That's for men that are in jail, that are in prison. I don't know if y'all watch Love After Lockup, and I don't know if y'all seen Monique, but I'm going to just start by saying what I feel.
I'm going to put a picture up right here, but go ahead.
Okay. Monique is a heavyset woman.
Okay.
She's heavier. Mm-hmm. She's like, she's heavy.
Right.
So she's a heavyset woman. And it's not, you know what? it's nothing wrong if you are a heavy set woman. Let me say that, okay? I got a little extra meat on me that I would like to go away.
Yeah, because I'm getting rid of mine.
And I'm going to work on it. I'm going to work on my eating. Likes to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it's like. You see what I'm saying? To like to eat and shit. bro, what I will say is this. Certain women get on these particular sites and start dating men that cannot see them in person due to insecurities. Me and Thang had this conversation before, right? So, watching the show, Monique is about 750, right? I mean, not 750. She like 450, right? So, what the? Okay. Monique is about 450.
It don't matter what her weight is.
No. I'm telling.
We don't know that.
But I'm telling the people how she looks.
They can look it up.
Okay. Well, you better finna put a picture up. Anyways, that's not the point that I was making. Monique is a certain size, right? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Girl, fuck you. Monique is a certain size, right?
Mm-hmm. And
what Monique was doing was she started dating a guy in prison. His name is. She started dating him, but she was sending him pictures of herself filtered out at certain angles. So you would never really know. Now, this is a scene that's on the show. Her homies is telling her, like, have you sent him full pictures? And I don't think her homies was coming from a bad place at all.
They wasn't.
They was just like, did you let him know exactly how you look? So he knows what to expect. You're dating someone that, you know, he not fully knowing how you look. Face-wise, too. Fuck everything else, nigga. Your face. Y'all have to understand these filters and shit like that alter your face. Even if I choose to use a certain type of filter when I'm on Snapchat, because it's fun, right? It's a fun thing to do. I know that my natural face looks pretty, right? So, but you're sending somebody, and also too, I can be, you know, showing that shit to people that I know. Pictures to motherfuckers that don't know you at all. So man has ever gotten was filtered pictures and pictures of you from a certain angle.
Exactly.
Up here, so you got a little titty showing.
Right.
This nigga ain't seen that your ass a full goddamn 500.
Bang. And so, stop.
And I'm not saying that thing. Sorry, I'm not saying that. No. Because you know what? It's not even... I'm heavy too. Right?
Bitch.
So, a motherfucker I got some weight, right? So, a motherfucker, he's seeing this picture from this angle. Okay, baby.
It's not.
So, now, when a motherfucker come home, bro. Everybody isn't rude ass motherfuckers.
Right.
You got motherfuckers that's not.
That don't want to hurt your feelings.
That don't want to hurt your feelings.
So can I give my opinion now?
Yeah, you can.
This is wrong in every way. The whole situation with Derek and Monique is 100% wrong. Because that is manipulation. And let me tell you how that is manipulation. And I understand that she is insecure. Because of her weight. And, you know, I can understand somebody accepting who they are. We also know that being overweight is not healthy. I work out every day trying to get rid of this shit.
Yeah.
Not trying to get rid of my ass, because I like that, but I just want it to be
full ass.
Toned.
Yeah.
I work out every day to be my best self, right?
That's real shit.
Being overweight is not healthy. Doesn't feel good. Okay. So, and me saying that, you know, I get it. My shape is nice or whatever. It's still, when you have more weight than you should have, it's uncomfortable. Point blank, period. You should have standards for yourself as a person, right? What she's doing is purely wrong. She can be happy with herself as a BBW. There's plenty of men that loves BBWs. We're not even, I'm gonna skip the health and fitness part of it and being healthy. I'm gonna skip that part. I'm gonna speak specifically on the relationship.
Okay.
There's plenty of men that love BBWs. Mm-hmm. That is 100% wrong that you are manipulating a situation. She is reaching out to men that are in prison specifically to depend on her, to help them while they have nothing. They might have other women helping them, but I'm just saying to be the be a main component.
Yeah.
Right. To create a bond with these men, only sending pictures of her face filtered out at the same time. But whatever, we're not, because she's cute. Monique's cute. But sending pictures of only her face.
You're not gonna do that.
Wait.
You're not gonna do that.
Breast. And a person doesn't see the entire you. That is manipulation. That is manipulation in every single way. That is 100% wrong. I want someone to fall in love with me completely. 100%. Be yourself. There's men that love BBWs. I would rather come in contact with a man that can see me.
Yeah.
Even if you do. I think it's strange. It's some other shit you need to figure out within yourself if you're seeking men in jail, period. There's something going on there.
Yeah.
That you are seeking. It's one thing if you go through life with a motherfucker and they go to jail and you stick by their side. That's something totally different.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah.
That's totally different. Then I understand it. I've been there twice. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Understand that part.
Right.
But it's if you specifically are seeking out men that are in jail, you've never met them before.
Right.
And you are seeking them out to take care of them, be there for them. These men, of course, are not going to be bad men, hopefully, because some of them might. But this man is not going to say, well, I'm going to leave you alone. You took care of me. You were my pen pal. You helped me out in my time of need when I had barely anything.
Right. That's
of course, I'm going to be your homie.
Yeah.
But dude, just because you're somebody's homie does not mean that you're in love with them and want to be with them and you desire them, man.
I'm saying.
So that is manipulation in pure form. And you also have some women that look for men, even if they knew them beforehand, that look for men that are in jail to show up so they can create some spot in this person's life.
Ooh.
You see what I'm saying? It's like, that is strange to me, man.
That's very strange. And you can't, that says a lot to me about who you are as a woman.
As a woman.
And what you feel on the inside. See, you can't get shit. And I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to be like that. But what I mean when I say that is, you can't, you literally can't bump into nobody in person and fuck with a motherfucker based on your person.
Oh.
Right, you can't fuck with nobody like that.
Oh.
Because you don't have shit.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
That is manipulation, bro, and it's rare form. Now, really look at this shit.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing. Come on, Thane, let's just really think about this shit, bro.
Yeah.
That is different in every way.
Yeah.
It's like, when you and I don't judge the men. I don't blame the men. I appreciate loyal men. Yes. That is like, damn, this person was there for me.
Yes.
And so I'm gonna be cool with you, but that is wrong to put them in that position. Those women are putting those men in a position. They're being there for them and to guilt them into fucking with them in a certain way that they would never fuck with you. Listen.
Yeah,
you are guilting those men into fucking with you in a way that they would naturally never fuck with you. Ooh. On a regular basis.
Ooh, we real shit.
That's fucked up.
It definitely is. It's sick. Yeah.
Even if it's not, it's like, come on, man. That's wrong, bro.
Yeah.
That is wrong. Manipulation is not okay. You shouldn't be comfortable with that as a person. How many times have I talked about the only type of relationship I want to be in is when I'm doing good and this man is doing good and we know that we are here because we want to be here.
We want to be here. That's real shit.
And nobody needs anything. And I, like I was saying, I applaud those men that stick around and be cool with those women. Yeah. Because there's not a lot of loyal people in the world.
Yeah.
So I appreciate those type of men that are like, damn, you was there for me. I can't just say fuck you. You see what I'm saying?
Right. No, I get
that. I appreciate that. But you still manipulated. The woman needs to understand you still manipulated that woman into that.
Yes.
I mean that man into that.
That man
still into manipulated him into that.
No, that's real shit. That's real shit.
Mm-mm.
Oh, wee.
That is wrong.
Ooh.
That is wrong. That is wrong. And as a woman, you should sit back and say to yourself, would this man fuck with me in a serious way? You know, fucking a woman means nothing.
Definitely.
Would this man fuck with me in a serious way if I hadn't helped him during this time?
Right. Right. Yep. And if it wouldn't happen, what the fuck are we talking about? Yeah.
What are we talking about then? That thing, that's really sad. You need to do some work on yourself. There's men that would love you.
Yeah.
That would love you.
That's what you need to get, baby. Because this shit, that's not, no. Because I know everybody's showing the whole situation where, like, okay, Derek is still with her, right? Because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about that. Derek is still with her, but Derek, sound fucked up. Derek don't love her.
He might love her.
No, he's not in love with her.
I love some women at my job that I met. Thing. Love is very, that doesn't mean you want to be with someone because you love them.
Yes. That's the difference. The in love, the, you see what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I love her. I would like for her to get herself together.
What I'm going to say is this. You're a bitch. Love is not a flex in so many ways. I love my dogs, dang.
Yeah.
I love them. I love my dogs.
Right.
I love a lady in my job. She's a nice woman. I love certain things about her. She's great. Love does not mean that I want to be with you and I desire you.
That's the thing. That's
a man has to, first of all, men are, I always talk about this. They're visual people. They see things and they,
Yeah.
Don't mean they want to lead a woman. Don't mean they want to lead a wife. They just might want to, Damn. Hold on, thing. Look, this bitch look good.
Right.
Okay. A man has to want to desire you.
Right.
Just because they love you, they can love the things that you've done for them.
Yeah, that's real
they
shit.
Can love your head. You know what I'm saying? They can love all of those different. That doesn't mean that they desire you.
Yeah.
And want to be with you.
Yes. Yep, that's real shit.
So that love part, what does that really mean? You know how I feel about love.
Right.
But it's like him saying, I'm sure he loves everything. I don't know these people's situation. But like this man said in that clip, and they was laying in that bed.
I tell you what he feel.
He said, like he said in that clip, you know, I've never been with a BBW. I've been with a thick one. I've never been with a BBW, but I'm a... Go ahead, then.
He trying. And that's my whole thing is right here. You know what? I feel like I do agree. Me and Thang had watched something the other day. Well, she sent me something the other day. And I feel like as women, we should, even in the social media world, all of that, accountable a little bit more.
Absolutely.
It's nothing that is okay with someone being 600 pounds.
Not at all.
It's not okay. Okay? If you need to go and you need to fix yourself mentally, all that other shit, do it. I'm all for it. But you also need to fix yourself physically. A lot of times, mental shit comes with physical shit. It be hand to hand. And I say that, and that's even for my personal life.
Okay.
I know that a lot of things that mentally was going on with me had a lot to do with me physically, too.
Mm.
Why? Because, oh, I'm a stress eater, right?
Okay.
So if I'm going through something mentally, I want to eat.
Okay.
So I knew that those were the two things that I needed to work on when it came down to even healing from something, right? Because that was my go-to. I'm going through something and I would want to eat.
You're the average woman. Most women do that. They stress out, eat a gallon of ice cream.
That's what I'm saying.
That's right. What they show in movies all the time. Yeah.
Oh, you see what I'm saying? Some women don't eat. I wish I was that type of person.
I can't eat when I'm stressed out.
You see what I'm right thing. See, I wish I was that. I wish I starved myself the fuck out. Start.
Bitch.
I'll be what goddamn 50 pounds lighter right now. But that's what I'm saying. Everybody different, right?
Okay.
So for me, I know that part of me. So I know that weight gain comes from trauma. For myself.
Okay. Hold
because
on.
I know that that's what I've done.
You can keep talking though. Go ahead, baby.
Okay. So I know that that's what I've done.
Okay. Okay.
Now she was vocal about her losing her child, different things like that, whatever. I'm not saying that that's why she got where she at, but what I'm saying is you have to take accountability for who you are right now.
Okay.
Problems with diabetes. You're having, you're having problems with high blood pressure. All of those. Absolutely. As women, it's not okay to say, like, you know, because I'm reading all this different shit and they talking about like fat shame, body shame.
Baby.
What is okay about her being 600 pounds okay with y'all? When I look at this lady, I see 650. That's not okay to me. When I look at her, that's not okay to me.
Oh, definitely not.
I want to say to her, get yourself together, baby.
But it's not even okay. So if you're comfortable with your look, this is just on the medical side of things. This on the medical side of things. I'm just gonna say this.
Okay.
The leading cause of death in Americans is heart attack.
Right.
Mostly caused by being overweight.
Okay.
High cholesterol, things like that, right? I'm not saying because I'm nowhere near want to be on the Eurocentric scale. On the BMI scale at my height, 4'11", I'm supposed to be 100 pounds. Baby, everybody going to think I'm a crackhead. I don't want to be 100 pounds.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to be 100 pounds. But we do have to be, I know I can be healthier. I've been there.
Right.
So that's why I work out every day to make sure I get to the healthy weight that makes me comfortable.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You don't have to be a size 2.
Yes.
Do you see what I'm saying? Am I saying that right?
No, that's real thing. And that's all I was saying. It's like, okay, I'm just saying that particular weight, it's not okay.
Well, we don't know her weight thing. Let's be clear.
We do, because
we don't.
Right. So that's the thing. I'm just gauging by what I look at, what I see.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is it's not. Y'all on here talking about fucking body shaming. Did y'all tell the lady it's not okay for you to be that big? No, it's not okay for you to be that big. It's not okay that the type of pictures you took to send to this man. It's not okay.
Absolutely.
That's not okay.
It's not okay.
And these motherfuckers in this world make the shit seem like, oh, body shaming. No, that's me telling a motherfucker they're big.
Now, it's not what you say. It's how you say it, too.
You're heavy. Baby,
but we can't make it like it's okay though. That's the thing.
Yeah,
it's one thing to watch how you tell people, you know what, this is not healthy. you could possibly get diabetes. You could possibly have heart disease. That's a way to tell somebody. Now, you know, the way we tell, you know, if you just calling people out their name and all that shit don't go over well. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, receive shit in a different way. So I understand that part.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It's like you can tell someone, but we can't make it like it's okay. And it's a good thing. No, the fuck it's not.
It's not. That shit is sick. And you know, in your own goddamn head, Miss Monique, you know that it wasn't okay for you to be the size you are because you're hiding it from this man when he was in jail. Mm. So if that's the case, why not work on that shit?
Mm.
Trying to make sure that I take pictures from a certain angle. Or I figure out my face because my face looked like, you know, Rasputia or something like that. That's some shit. You see what I'm saying, thing? That's some shit where it's like, that's not, you're doing things because you know what it is, bro. You ain't even taking pictures and be a bold bitch. You ain't even on no Lizzo shit.
I appreciate Lizzo in that way.
Huh?
I appreciate Lizzo in that way. Show who the fuck you are.
She is who she is, and she's going to be with a man that likes all of her stomach and everything else.
Period.
Because she likes it.
It doesn't mean it's healthy, but she's doesn't okay with healthy, it.
And I would still say the same thing, but that's what she likes, and she's showing all of that. No one not knows how that baby look. And right. I don't see the type of motherfucker that's going to even try to make it look slimmer than what it is. Nigga, you right. can control this stomach. You finna get all this motherfucking stomach, nigga. Stomach.
That ain't stop.
So that's with Lizzo. If you knew that you already had issues, because I'm seeing the pictures that you sent it. If y'all haven't watched Love After Lockup, y'all gotta go and watch it.
Season 4.
Yes,
Monique and Derek.
If y'all haven't watched it, because she actually shows the pictures to her friends because her friends are concerned. Did you show him who you are? How you look. So.
Because they seeing him and he decent.
Right.
He's decent. So they like, have you shown him?
Have you shown him? Right. And so she shows all of the pictures that she has sent to him. Mm-hmm. And say this baby didn't look like shit that she sent to him. It's sick. Actually, it was fucking disturbing. I was talking to Thang about this early because I'm like, how many people girl catfish motherfuckers every day? Mm-hmm. And the shit is actually fucking sick.
You
got bitches that use so many goddamn filters, never show who they truly are.
Ooh.
And then also too, it's like, you know, when these niggas, now I understand what men go through, because it's like these niggas can come into contact with somebody they bumped into, you know, on social media or whatever, and they only got filter pictures up, don't have no goddamn videos up. Bro, that shit is sick. And then they come in contact with, and now you look like somebody old ass, crackhead ass auntie.
Lips black from smoking too many cigarettes and weed.
Thang, that's sick.
Look like somebody auntie. Thang, that's really sick. The only thing I've ever received of seeing somebody on social media and then seeing them in person was that, damn, you look better. It's more of a vibe.
Right.
In person. That's fucked up. I like for people to see who I am in the raw in every
who
way.
Fuck
not
I
just
am.
My body, right? Not just my body, but who I am in the raw. Like, let me give you my personality. I'm opinionated.
Yes.
This is who I am. I'm not faking shit for anybody. Because why would you want someone to fall in love or start liking someone that who you truly are not? That's weird. Man,
that's weird as hell.
You don't want to have to go through that. There's somebody out there for you. Someone that will love you for you, bro.
That's real shit. That's real shit.
That's strange. You can't do that.
It's sick.
You can't do that.
It's sick. And that's what I'm saying. It's like people don't even realize. Because we was having this conversation about Monique and Derek. And I was like, what's so fucked up is so many men. I could see them going through that shit nowadays. You see what I'm saying? Especially
with
if you
filters and shit.
Huh, thing?
With filters and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not knowing how a motherfucker really look. I mean, me personally, hell, I done seen a couple motherfuckers on here on social media and be like, oh, okay, you know, motherfucker look nice, you know. Them motherfuckers, damn, your ass look like that in person for real? Damn, that's sick.
I just hugged somebody recently at a funeral. I think it was Ryan, crazy ass, Brittany cuz.
Yeah.
Ryan, crazy ass. I ain't seen her in forever, and I gave her a hug. She like, Lauren, don't act like you don't know me, man. Give me a hug. So I gave her a hug. She taller than me. Everybody's taller than me. I'm 4'11".
Yeah.
So I gave her a hug. And the first thing that motherfucker did was look down at her white teeth. I said, I don't have on makeup, baby. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm just talking because ain't nothing wrong with makeup. I'm not trying to do that. I just don't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing wrong with makeup. I'm not trying to do that. But I'm just thinking a location I was at where somebody was like,
yeah,
really look down at her shirt like, hold on, I got to make sure you bitches ain't fucking up my shit.
Your ass don't wear makeup. That's real shit. Yes, that's real.
Oh, my God. That shit was funny as hell. Now, I do wear lashes. And this is my lash tech, y'all.
Definitely. And her skin is her skin, baby.
Mm.
Oh, I know. It look good, baby.
Yeah, look at these lashes that she do.
Because I did it.
And I've cut my hair off. You know what I'm saying? So I just went through a journey. It had nothing to do with people.
Right.
I went through a journey of wanting to be my natural self and fuck all this Eurocentric shit.
Right.
And I wanted to be me 100%. I cut all my hair off. What year was that thing? 18, maybe. Cut all my hair off.
Yeah.
Wore my natural hair. And I don't wear makeup anyway, but lashes, I love lashes though. I do. But I went for years without it. You know, lashes just became a thing. Like,
yeah.
This is, and like I said, this was on some, I want to show that I can be me as a African woman.
Yeah,
who I am,
right?
You know what I'm saying, and I still, you know what I'm saying,
heal, bitch.
Period. But I do like my, you know what I'm saying. I'm gonna wear this now, but I did that for 2 years. Then,
what their natural curl looks like, that goddamn hair.
My natural hair pattern is this though. That's why I always wear this. If you see me some straight hair, that's some rare ass shit. I don't do that. Okay. I like to wear my natural curl pattern, which is curly like this. And it's not saying everybody else needs to do that. But what I'm saying is, it's like, you don't want to, it's like, this is who I am, bro.
Right. Just be you. That's my whole thing. Be you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was talking to Thang early because I am a makeup wearer.
No, but yeah.
No, I know, but I wear makeup, and it don't be caked on, but should I wear it, right?
Well, okay.
But at the end of the day, I always like to make sure that I take my shit off. So I'm motherfucking, my face look the goddamn same.
The exact same.
You see what I'm saying? It's the thing, and I take care of my skin underneath. I do my best to take care of my skin.
Oh, you do,
baby. So it's like, it's one of those things where you have to let people know who you are. You see what I'm saying?
Dang, you said you was at a shop. You was working at a salon, and there was a bitch came in. You ain't had no clue who the bitch was.
It was sick. That was sick. See, people have seen on social media like makeovers, like, you know, her makeup and then how she looked prior to the makeup. I seen that shit in real life, and that shit was fucked up. And I was like, wow, she wore makeup every day. That was like, I mean, I had been knowing her for months before she actually took makeup off. That shit was sick.
Who the fuck is this bitch? Why are you in old girl spot?
That's sick. It was sick.
This but me, bitch.
It's shit like that that's so sick because, like, bro, just be who you are. If your ass look like Respucia, and I'm not talking about in the size, I'm talking about in the face. But Monique, she does favor her to me. If you look like that, be you. Say, look, this is how I look, baby. So you ain't got no surprises when you come home. This is how I look. Do you like me for me? One thing that I appreciate about meeting a motherfucker and bumping into a motherfucker is somebody liking me for me. My body, all that shit, okay? I ain't got the thing. We talked about this earlier. I ain't got the biggest hips. You know what I'm saying? My ass ain't, you know, I got what I got.
I'm still stuck on the Rush Preacher part, but go ahead.
I got what I got. But when I bump into a motherfucker and they like me for me.
Absolutely.
In person.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and do what you do to this motherfucker. And I'm going to do it. Motherfucker.
Wait, what that mean, Dan? What you say? Go ahead and do what you do to that motherfucker. What that mean? What that mean?
That's all I'm saying. Do what you do. You like what you see, do what you do to this motherfucker. Mm. And I'm gonna do what I do to this motherfucker. Mm. So either way it goes, we gotta establish whatever it is. You like what you see. And I like what I see.
And I gotta get off here and cook and shit.
Right.
You made lamb chops yesterday, thing?
I did.
Let me see your gym shoes thing that he bought. Can I see those?
Yeah.
Let me see thing. Yeah. Use a gym shoe hoe wearing bitch, huh?
I guess
a gym shoe wearing hoe.
I guess I done turned into one.
Chicago thing. Let me see.
I know.
What that say on it on the back?
They cute though.
What that say on the back though, bitch? You don't know nothing about sports, and I understand that. Bitch, you need to see it.
Wait, which part thing?
Right there. What does it say on the bottom?
The position.
It say guard. I see that.
Okay.
Let's start on the, okay, guard forward. What does it say under guard forward thing?
Oh, it just says born 2/17/63. Wait a minute.
That's Jordan.
Oh no, he an Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
It say height 6'6", weight 195.
Okay. That's him.
And it got his initials on that shit too.
Not initials, his signature, baby. Go ahead. What's the on the other side? Just saying. She don't know, y'all. It's okay. She don't know. wait, go back to the Chicago side thing.
Hey, I hate that.
1984. What does that say? 84 to
85. That was
also the- go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
First round draft and third pick.
The year I was born, Jordan was 85.
Yeah. These little ass shoes. I mean, we got some small ass feet. You know, we both don't wear gym shoes, but we got some small ass feet because we got the same size shoes.
Yep. So these and are- women, actually, and men, we wear a, I know I wear a 5 in men or 6.
That's
7 in women.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Yep. Mahogany, that bitch feet small as hell. That bitch wear a 3-4.
Damn.
But you wearing kid sizes.
Ooh.
That's a good thing, though, for the price. You know, I'm not a gym shoe wearer, though.
Me either.
Yeah, you are now. I'm not a gym shoe wearer, but I'll wear, like, I still like a wedge. I'm 4'11". I like to be a little bit taller. I like my height.
Okay.
But I like to be a little bit taller. If I'm going to wear a gym shoe, it's going to be a wedge.
Right.
Or some shit like that. Like, I do like a look. You know what I'm saying? So, I wear a couple, like, a platform gym shoe. But regular gym shoes, that's very rare for me.
Yeah.
But, thing, you know, you into it now.
Girl.
So, Monique and Derek.
Yeah.
Not okay. You have to be careful.
Yeah.
That is wrong. What if this man wasn't the type? It's wrong. You're making this man feel the bond with you.
Yep.
They have nothing to do. I want someone to choose me.
Yes.
You're choosing me out of all these bad bitches in the world.
Yep.
You're choosing me.
That's real shit.
You're seeing women every day, but you chose me.
Yep, that's real shit.
Lauren.
Yep.
You're choosing me. That makes me comfortable. I don't want to get you when you have no one but you're sitting around no one but men. Even if you're pen palling with other women, you can outdo
right
that's writing and making phone calls and making sure you have an amount of phone calls. Like, I want to see you. You see me in the raw and say, damn, I want that. A man has to desire.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Even if you loving everything else about you is a bonus. Loving your personality, loving your who you are as a person, how you are as a mother. That's important. But a man has to physically see you first.
Yeah.
If a man would not approach me the first time he see me, I don't want him. I'm not gonna push myself on that man so he can build a bond with me. That's called a trauma bond.
Ooh, wee.
That is called a trauma bond. I'm traumatized by my insecurities. I don't like how I look.
Yeah.
So I'm going to seek men that need attention from women and love from women.
In the midst of
that trauma. Man is in jail.
In the midst of his trauma.
Fucked up in every way, but he's in jail fucked up.
Yeah, he's in the midst of his trauma. Yeah, bitch, it is.
He's in the midst of his trauma.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to seek out this bond and to create this bond. You're creating a trauma bond, and trauma bonds end eventually.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah. Trauma bonds end eventually.
They do.
Blank, period.
Yep, they do.
Now, if y'all create a bond before the trauma, that's one thing. Y'all could be bonded, go through something, which is a trauma for both of y'all. That's different. Y'all can come out of it on top. But if you create a trauma bond, getting with a nigga when he losing his family, get talking to a nigga when he has lost everything, when he's down.
It's sick.
You meeting a nigga when he's down.
Yeah.
That is creating a trauma bond, bro. Yeah. And there's nothing that's good that's going to come out of that.
Want it?
It's going to end eventually. It might be 10 years from now.
Yep.
Forever is a long time.
Ooh, shit.
Forever is a long time.
Girl.
A lifetime in my Maxwell voice is a long time.
Yep.
That's forever.
Yep.
That is forever thing. Yep, and 10 years, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, that is nothing compared to a lifetime.
Yeah.
I want to be with a person that I create a genuine bond with for a lifetime.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
But go ahead. Go off, Monique. We gone, y'all. We'll be back next week.
I love you, thang.